Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the A to Z English podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Sochal. And today we're going to do a topic talk. And Sochal, why don't you introduce this topic? This is going to be really interesting, and it's probably going to be a continuous thing for the next several months. So why don't you tell us about these episodes?
So my idea is to do whether it be once a week or bi-weekly, depending on how Jack and I are feeling about it, or even maybe once every 3 weeks, just depending how we're doing and how busy we are. But my idea is to do a week type challenge, like a weekly challenge, where we can try doing different things for a week, doing yoga for a week, or morning meditation for a week, or eating vegan food for a week. All kinds of stuff like that. I think mostly in the vein of self-improvement.
Yeah.
Which is an interesting thing. And I think it'll give us some cool perspective and some new stuff and new vocabulary to talk about on the podcast. Like if we're talking about morning meditation, we'll have a lot of new vocabulary to share with you guys around meditation and our experiences. Or if we're doing vegan or plant-based food for a week, we'll have a lot of vocabulary for you guys around those experiences. So I think it's cool for the podcast because it allows us to share kind of vocabulary and situations that might be a little bit different from the norm or what we usually do or what other podcasts usually cover. So it gives you guys it helps you expand your vocabulary and improve your listening skills in different situations. And then it also gives us a chance to experience something new. So I'm really excited for it.
Me too, because I feel we've done so many episodes. We've kind of told all of our stories. You know what I mean? There's really not anything else that I can think of that we haven't talked about.
I probably have a million. I mean, I'm sure we have a million other ones, but we have told many. But it's cool to make new ones too to share with you guys.
That's what I like. I like the idea of creating some kind of challenge, having the experience, and then we can talk about it on the next episode. So that's what I think is so cool about this idea. And there's so many things we could do. I mean, you've got number one was eat a balanced breakfast for a week. Which is, it sounds simple, but sometimes we skip breakfast. Sometimes I eat just a protein bar or something like that. You said doing yoga. I used to do yoga regularly, but I quit. So maybe this would help me kind of get started and back into the routine again, which would be awesome. I used to meditate, but I quit doing that. And that would, could get me back started doing it again. So I love these ideas. These are great. So what are you thinking for next week? What do you want to do this week?
I think it depends. I know Jack was on a special diet, so
I'm eating 600 calories a day.
That's so bad. I don't know how you even handle that. But are you still on your diet, or are you quitting your diet?
No. I'm still on. I'm going strong. I've lost I think I've lost maybe 7 or 8 kilograms. So.
Wow, that's a lot. I mean, you're basically starving yourself. So, I mean, you are starving yourself, so it makes sense. But
yeah,
it's all muscle mass that he's eating, destroying your metabolism. Anyway, I'll leave you alone on that.
I'm
But
not doing it the right way. That is true.
yeah, I am bullying Jack a lot. But so I think it's interesting actually, because I think these will also give us a chance to compare like American culture with other cultures. And so I'm interested, like, if our listeners want to do any of the challenges with us and comment down below or shoot us an email or, join the WhatsApp or WeChat groups and share about their experiences with us. I think that'd be really cool because I know some of these things are really different. Like for eating a balanced breakfast, I think that that's a huge part of cultures outside of the US.
Right,
But for
right,
the US,
right.
we're like, we never eat breakfast. I literally posted on my Facebook group asking, like, what do you guys typically eat for breakfast to all my American friends, because I'm curious about making like a video or having a podcast episode about that. And everyone said, I feel like Americans don't eat breakfast. I don't eat until like 2 p.m. I skip breakfast. I feel nauseous in the morning, so I don't eat breakfast. I have coffee and a cigarette. I have Red Bull and a cigarette. Like, it was
Don't eat
so
a cigarette.
unhealthy.
That's not healthy. Yeah.
It's so unhealthy, and it just makes me think, like, I feel like as Americans, we are really unhealthy. And it's not just about like the obesity epidemic, but I feel like we really struggle with depression. We struggle with a lot of job stress. I feel like we struggle with low energy. I feel like we have a lot of gastrointestinal issues. Like, I know people from, and people who answered my question on Facebook, by the way, they're all across the age spectrum from like early 20s all the way up to the 60s, and they're every weight spectrum as well. I have friends who answered who are underweight, and friends who answered who are overweight, obese, or just regular middle ground. And but all of them mostly have gastrointestinal issues, and so I'm very
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Interested in finding out what happens, but we'll have to save that for another episode because Jack is still on his diet. So
Yeah,
I'm gonna
yeah.
say, how about we start with yoga? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I was thinking yoga or meditation. What do you think is?
Meditation would be nice. I feel
I
like
was
meditation.
thinking that's like an easy one to step into, like 20 minutes meditation every day for a
In the
week.
mornings. Yeah, I
Yeah.
think that's good. Let's try that. Let's try morning meditation to kick it off.
And what kind of meditation are we talking about? Like, because some people say like I meditate while I walk, while I'm on the running machine or something like that. But for me, it's like you have to be sitting, right? Okay, and yeah, I mean that's basically like I usually meditate in a chair, but not slouching, like kind of in like a kind of good posture position. That with my hands on my lap, and then I set my timer, and sometimes do you use like a mantra or whatever? Like do you ever
I don't. I'm not too familiar with meditation. I don't think I've really ever meditated consistently or anything. So Jack, you'll have to to be the lead here, because I'm not too familiar with meditation. Do you have a mantra? Or?
You can look up. I did, but I can't remember what it was. I think it was like or something like that.
There's also like positive affirmations. You can tell, like, some people count those as like a type of meditation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'll have to look it up and see.
But there's no wrong way to meditate, because I heard Deepak Chopra, the author, he said, if you're meditating, you're doing it right. That's basically
right.
His, so you can mantra, no mantra, just listening to your breath, just breathing. Mm-hmm. And it's just about like kind of emptying your head, stopping the monkey brain. You know what I mean? Like the kind
yes.
of, that
go, 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 go
exactly,
brain.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, especially in the modern world, it's very fast paced and we're always like on the go with thoughts and busy and things we have to do and tasks that are like, just for me, tasks just pop into my head. Like, you got to do this. Oh, you almost forgot that. Oh, you got to do this. Oh, you got to do that. And it gets very stressful, I would say.
And and when you first meditate, the first couple minutes, your brain is just firing. Like, you won't be able to stop having thoughts, but what you want to try to do is focus on the breath and then empty your mind. And it takes, some practice. So I think a week of meditation will be really useful. I might be in a 10 times better mood, come next week. So I'm excited about it.
Yeah, me too. I think it'll be really good. I've seen a lot of purported benefits, and I'm excited to see like what they are, mm-hmm. well, how it starts affecting me on a personal level. And I think we can talk more about it in the meditation episode, but I'm curious about, I feel like meditation is built into a lot of cultures through different like
Absolutely.
Ways.
Yeah.
I feel like in American culture, it's like, it's been lost on us, because I feel like a lot of us, maybe we're Christian or Catholic, and I feel like prayer is a type of meditation.
Oh yeah,
in a
I
way.
Think Catholics with the rosary beads, the whole
yes.
point of that is to focus on, to empty your mind by rubbing those beads. It's
yeah.
like it's pulling your focus away from your brain, your mind, and so allowing you to empty yourself and kind of, yeah, I agree with you. I think you're right. In Catholicism, quiet contemplation is their word for meditation. Same thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I think it's a part of a lot of traditional cultures, maybe even like religions or just like cultures. And so for us in the US, I feel like it's kind of been lost.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited to reconnect, because I feel like it might improve my quality of life. So that's definitely what I'm looking forward to. How
yeah,
about for you, Jack?
I think all of these are like life, like improving for improving the quality of life. I think that's, and I would encourage our listeners out there to do the challenge with us, like,
yeah,
and send us a message. Let us know how it went. Like, what did a week of meditation do for you? So
yeah,
we'll talk about
it
next week. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Go ahead, Jack. Sorry.
No. I'm sorry. I'm done.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say, yeah, I'm really curious, for our listeners, let us know what it's like in your culture. Like, do you meditate? Is there something similar to meditation in your culture, in your religion? Let us know in a comment down below at AtoZEnglishPodcast.com. Shoot us an email at AtoZEnglishPodcast@gmail.com and shoot us a message on the WeChat or WhatsApp group. We would love to for you guys to follow along with us on this week's challenge, which is a week of meditation. And we will see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.